Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Investigation underway into cause of 150 barrels of oil spilled at a local oil rig. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is conducting an investigation into the person responsible for a large oil spill at a rig off Highway 450. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, a 53-year-old employee of Vermilion Energy USA, LLC, reported that someone on November 11th between 1:03 p.m. and 1:18 p.m. at the oil rig at mile marker 63 off the highway opened up a valve on an oil tank which caused around 150 barrels of oil to be released onto the ground. The estimated value of the oil is around $12,000. The energy company also estimated the cleanup of the spill will cost around $15,000. After an internal investigation, the company determined that the lost oil wasn't caused by an employee of the company. Reynolds said they provided photos of the site and the incident with deputies, and an investigation will be completed by the sheriff's office into the matter. Powder River Energy Foundation supports local organizations with $20,000 in annual holiday giving. The Powder River Energy Foundation recently donated a total of $20,000 to 19 charitable organizations in the five-county area of Northeast Wyoming through its annual holiday giving program, according to the press release from the Powder River Energy Foundation. The executive director of the foundation, Joe Roth, said, "The foundation's mission is to demonstrate our commitment to nonprofit charitable organizations in Northeast Wyoming by leading a helping hand to improve the quality of life or services in their community. People in our communities are experiencing a variety of socioeconomic challenges. The charities that bring relief are also stretched. Our foundation board enthusiastically offers its support this holiday season. The grants will go directly toward the holiday season work of local charities in helping families in need at this time of year. This year's recipients in Campbell County are the Mercantile at Rawhide Elementary, Council of Community Services, Campbell County Senior Center Home Delivered Meals, and the Gillette Salvation Army. In Crook County, the Moorcroft Interfaith Community, Hewlett Holiday Baskets, and Crook County Council of Community Service, Sundance Food Pantry also receive grants. Other counties receiving grants include Johnson, Sheridan, and Weston counties. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.